You ready?
Yep.
All right, we'll call the Community Development Committee meeting to order at 6:15. I'm Rick Fagerly.
Kathy Schwantes.
Vicki Davis.
Sarah Swedberg.
And then the newspaper's here also. So item number two, public comment. I don't see anyone here. Item three, the TIF development agreement.
All right.
Ms. Sarah.
So we have the TIF agreement for JH LLC, which is the housing development on County Road 5. As a quick reminder, this development is a four-building project with 72 units in each building. So we're close, just under 300 units total. It will be a four-phase project, so one building per year for the next 4 years. The TIF plan has already been approved for this particular development. This step is simply to approve the development agreement for the project itself. There has been some back and forth between lawyers. I will tell you right now that the development agreement in front of you is not actually complete, but they're trying to close as close to March 18th as possible. And there will be a complete agreement by Monday at council. And so at that time, we'll go through any changes that do occur.
So do you know what the issues are right now then?
Yeah, I can point out a couple of the points that we've kind of hashed out and a couple that we're just waiting to see what their response will be to those. The major one actually is the insurance section. We included the insurance section, make sure that, you know, it's a project that if for some reason fire damage or whatever might happen, that we're left, that they will rebuild, that we're left with some sort of project. And they wanted to cross that entire section out. So we've put it back in, hoping that they will accept that. Robert said that he kind of saw where they're coming from, of them trying to say that, you know, the insurance that they choose is their decision. But if we are going to provide this assistance, we do want to make sure that that is in there, to make sure that we have a substantial project of value at the end. That doesn't just get burned down and never rebuilt or damaged beyond repair. Other than that, the agreement that was originally written didn't have, didn't have each individual phase broken out. It only had two numbers. It had phase one reimbursement, which would be about $1.55 million. And the total project reimbursement, which would be $6.86 million. So the reimbursement would not exceed those numbers. But they did request that we break out each phase, so I did that. It increases by roughly $100,000 each phase, just to account for increasing costs and different things. These numbers reported do not include the 5% that the city will keep for reimbursement for staff time and legal and administrative fees. Typically, a reimbursement is 10%. But because of the substantial size of this agreement, it's significantly higher than others that we've approved in the past, in which case we felt 5% was more than sufficient to cover our costs. We didn't need that full 10% because that would just be above and beyond what was needed to repair, to get those costs back. Other than that, nothing too out of the ordinary in the agreement. I'm trying to see if I've got any other notes here. It would be staff recommendation to approve this development agreement. That's the only thing left to do for this particular project before they close. And they're hoping to break ground this spring, whenever that might happen to be.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think that covers it. Questions, clarifications, anything that you guys want to go through further?
So the property tax that they'll be paying,
mm-hmm.
what will that be?
I'd have to go back and look at my notes.
It's ag land now.
Right.
And they're taking out, is it 5 acres?
It's 10.
Or 10. And it'll be R4.
It'll be an R4 project, yep.
Okay.
It's all gone through planning commission, all of that's been approved. But yeah, it'll be R4. Or no, R5.
And I will confess, I don't know the difference between R4 and R5.
It's just the density that's allowed.
Okay. I didn't know we had any R5s.
We do. 15th Street Flats is an R5.
Oh,
just
recently then, last
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
Because the land value should be worth more being an R5 than 10 acres of ag land.
Right.
So,
well, whether it's R4 or R5, it would be residential, which is going to have a higher
yeah.
value than...
So does the county have a value and a tax on it then?
Yes.
Because has it been split yet?
It has been split. The annexation, you mean?
And has it been annexed in?
Yes. Okay. Yep. All of that's complete.
Okay.
I should have grabbed those numbers of what the original... I don't know if it's actually in here. The original tax amount is not very high because it was ag land. And I think you go with that base. I want to say...
You would go with the ag value tax?
With the original... Yeah.
Hmm.
We approved that already, right?
Yeah, all of that's already been... quick.
I thought I asked that question before.
And I could be incorrect. I'm trying to remember what the... I can go grab that file if we want. Because this isn't actually the TIF agreement. Let me go grab that really quick and just double check.
Is that what a TIF does? It taxes on the original thing before?
You continue to pay what the original tax was.
Yeah. So if it was ag land, then?
But it was outside the city then.
Oh.
So.
Right.
So 10 acres at 5,000 acres, that's $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
10 acres at R5, that would be $200,000.
2019 tax capacity is $1,025. Using an estimated market value of $7.3 million for the project improvements, it's estimated that an annual gross tax increment of $108,600 will be generated.
But is it 10 years or 15?
15. And this is kind of it's a different project in the fact that as long as they trigger the next phase, that phase then gets... an extra year. So it could be up to 18 years with the triggering of each phase after that. Original tax capacity of 1,025.
Okay. Anything else then?
No, I think that's it.
Any other questions?
Looking for a motion to approve. So moved.
For a second.
Second.
Any other questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. That'll be Monday then.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other things should be settled with them.
Yeah. Yep. Everything
so
else is
why
set.
Wouldn't you would think their lender would make them have fire insurance, fire and wind and
I don't have any doubt that they wouldn't have insurance. I think that they're just pushing back on the city's requirement for them to have, for us to dictate what X, Y, and Z actually looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. A lender's going to require it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Any other business?
I do not have anything else at this time.
Okay. Your motion to adjourn?
Motion to approve. Motion to adjourn.
All right.